Bank of Cardiff. This is Hashim.
Hey, Hashim. This is Amar again.
Hey, Amar.
Yeah, that was pretty quick, huh?
Yeah, it was.
So I talked to my partner, and he said, "Wow, he's a skeptic, you know." He said, "What's so different now this time?" I said, "Well, I think looks like something is different." So he's actually on the other line. I'm just going to merge him to the call, okay?
Okay, yeah, sure.
I want to make.
Hey, John?
Yeah.
I've got Hashim on the call.
Say his name again.
This is John, my partner.
Hey, John.
Hashim on the call.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, it's the last day of the month, so I was trying to get all the billing I could in.
Good, good.
We're old corporate guys, so we push, push, push.
Yeah, I'm sure. We're pushing here, too, especially at the end of the month every time. Our credit department's going crazy right now.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
We had originally tried to do some business with you guys.
Right.
And the times weren't, you know, we run sheets. If the numbers don't work and we can't make the numbers, I don't care what your credit department is. If we can pay you back, we can't pay you back.
Of course.
And, you know, it's real simple. We're not going to take that risk. Run some sheets. Amar, have you run the 20% sheets with him on the koozies? I mean, on the cups?
Right.
No, I haven't, but I told him the terms. I told him the terms on it.
And so, basically, what we need is a monthly pay, not a daily pay.
Right.
You know, if that's not up, that doesn't work for us.
Yeah, yeah. No, I completely understand. And we have, usually daily, monthly, and weekly, just depending on what kind of program that we get you into. But does a weekly payment work for you at all?
No. Just because, I mean, we budget it out every month a certain way.
Right.
The bulk of our money comes in the last 10 days of the month.
Okay.
So you're trying to pay, you know, the bill at the end of the month. So a lot of that has... still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So that's the way we can't manage our money. Certainly on a daily cycle or a weekly cycle. And right. I don't understand, you know, interest is interest, so we don't understand that. But and then the second thing is we need $150K for 12 months and we'll pay 20% for that.
Right. Okay. So the 20% is kind of the limit for you right there. That's the maximum.
Well, I can tell you that if you can't do that, and I appreciate if you can. I mean, I understand you got a product to sell.
Of course.
But we won't be paying 30%. I mean, we just it doesn't work for us. The numbers don't work for us.
No. I completely understand. Like the 30% really has to kind of work for the way your business is laid out. If you don't have a turnover that's going to outweigh the interest, then obviously it doesn't work right for you. So I completely understand
that
your payment.
Well, I mean, there's certain limits that we're willing to go to.
Yeah, of course.
Know? And so the parameters that we have are above 50, 12 months, 20%. And if that number works, we can do a deal. But I don't know if Amar shared with you or not. We spent a whole lot of time with your predecessor. And he had us jumping through hoops and getting statements and getting stuff from our CPA every day. And
right.
He would never tell us what the rate was. And he kept going, oh, well, you know, it's in credit. And, you know, this is not our first rodeo. We understand the game. And so, you know, and then he says, well, it's 32. But if you pull the trigger today, I'll get it done. And he thought we were in a bind for the money.
Right.
We weren't. And so he tried to manhandle us, so to speak. And so I'm trying to tell you so you don't waste your time and I don't waste mine. If you
Absolutely.
Can do that, we'll have a discussion about it. If you can't, we understand.
No, I completely understand where you're coming from. And I also don't want to be a waste of time for you. I know especially you guys are a quickly growing business. What I suggested to Amar was to send in the just the bank state, since I already have everything on in your file, since you've already talked to our predecessor before, all I need is the most recent bank statements. Then I'll just find out if I can get that for you. That way I don't waste your time or my time going back and forth.
But what I'm trying to share with you is I don't even want to go pull bank statements. If that's not in your program, if it's not in your wheelhouse or whatever you want to call it,
right?
Then I don't even want to. Because, I mean, I was really kind of perplexed last time.
Yeah.
With your guy. And, I mean, and it, look, the cell thing versus the credit, you know, the credit department guys. But, you know.
Yeah.
Both of us are highly educated. And you know, I've run big companies most of my life.
Right.
I'm going to waste, I mean. You got to sell if you can do that. If it is in the wheelhouse and you got a program that falls under those guidelines, I'll go have the accounting people pull you the statements and send them to you.
If
you don't,
yeah,
I don't even want to talk about it.
Right. Okay. Here's the thing, is that that program does exist. We do have monthly payments, and we do have 12-month programs where we can qualify you. The only thing is, why don't you tell me instead of sending it in, have you had lots of changes in your ending balances or your bank statements for the past few months since we've talked?
They're probably up 30%.
Okay, so they're up a solid amount then.
Oh, yeah. And I don't mind going to do that. We had two sets of bank statements because we have two banks. We have like all our wire transfers and everything coming to one bank. Well, he says I can only take one bank.
Correct.
And I went, wait a minute. Okay, I got that, but half my money comes in through electronic wire and credit cards and all that other stuff. So what you were seeing was just the checks we get in every day.
Okay.
So you're only looking at half of the income.
Oh, okay.
I tried to. You know, we have one bank set up where we get all our wires and we get all of our credit cards and our internet Shopify and all that stuff through credit card statements. So we have some that come through Intuit and some that comes through, and we tried to explain to him, you know, we have a local community bank we do business with, but we had to have an international bank to be able to get incoming funds from other countries. And it's kind of complicated. I mean, not that it's that complicated, but you can understand that we needed an international bank for international banking.
Okay.
He only counted one bank.
He only took a look at, so basically it kind of cut your income.
The reason he did that was he said it was simple. If I don't have to go through a whole other bank statement to get you qualified, if you qualify with one, so let's not even go to the other.
So he only went through one of your bank statements?
Well,
or one of your bank accounts, rather.
Right.
Interesting.
I think he had enough in one bank account to do what he needed to do.
Oh, okay, I see, to get the amount that you were looking to get.
Yeah. So he was, you know, whatever the variable are, I don't know what y'all's variable are. I'm sure there's a ratio that you're looking for.
Right.
He found it in one, so he did. He said, "Look, it's just going to complicate things." I said, "Whatever, that's fine with me."
Right. Interesting.
So,
okay. Well, here's.
You know, I don't think we have a problem supporting the number.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, especially based on what Amar's telling me, you guys are growing crazy year over year.
Our deal is if we'd have had more, and the reason we're looking at a guy like y'all is if we would have had more product last year, we would have added another $1.5 million to our gross.
Wow.
But the problem is we grow organically. So if you just take, we took all our money in January and ordered all the product we could order. So we have to pay for that in advance. See, all that gets paid for in advance.
Gotcha.
So then it gets made for 30 days, then it ships for 30 days to 45 days. Then it comes to our warehouse, it's sold, it goes out. Then we got to collect the money in 30 days. So our cycle's about a 120-day cycle.
Gotcha.
So then
our
margins are a little over 50%. So we're kind of like a drug dealer. You know, you put up 100, you get back 2. So just say our money doubles in 120 days.
Okay.
And then Beautiful. We go buy more product again. So we've organically grown, like our growth last year was 224% over the previous year.
Wow.
Well, we're doing that because every quarter we're doing that. But the problem is we could have sold an extra $1.5 million, maybe $2 million in gross in the same period if we'd have had more product. But we didn't have it. So our theory with you is, and what I'm telling you, we know this number, is that if I have a 12-month contract with you for your $150,000, I can roll that money 3 times minimum, maybe 4 if I do it really efficiently.
Wow, throughout that year.
So I'll buy enough product, I'll double that money, and then I'll take it back and I'll buy a whole bunch of product again. And then I'll, whatever, because our operations are already covered. So at that, we know that if you work that number backwards, even though 20% is a high interest rate,
right,
we can do it because we divide the interest rate into 4 times, which makes it, we get to use it over and over again.
Right. No, I completely understand what you're saying. Wow, that's insane. So basically all you guys need is just a lot of inventory and you're going to make it.
Well, our inventories, we've spent a lot of money building this company, but our inventories, because our product is solid, we just need more inventory. Now, we're carrying about $1.2 million or $1.4 million in inventory, but we really need about $1.8 million to $2 million.
Wow. Okay.
So that's what, I can tell you exactly what we would do if we got that money. I'd wire it overseas the day after I got it, and I'd just add more product to my mix.
Wow. Okay. You're pretty, you sound like you're pretty on top of it. So, what I want to...
We do it in our sleep.
Yeah, I would assume so. So, here's
but
what
one of the things is, we've got a contract up right now for $150,000 at 20%.
Okay.
Do you know many of your buddies or parents that wouldn't do that for an established company?
Do I...
When they're making 4% in their money market?
$150,000 at what, you said?
At
20%. At 20%. Oh, okay. Similar to the one that Amar's friend just did, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. He did it.
We do like a little contract and we buy X amount of product. So whether we're buying ice chest or we're buying our drinkware or our dry bags or our soft bags or whatever. So we already have X amount of product. We're just trying to increase it all because I know this, that by Christmas I will have sold every piece of product in our warehouse at least twice.
Wow. Okay. I'll definitely. So you're also talking about a private investor as well then?
I don't care what it could be a family or a friend or a private investor, but it's pretty clean. I mean not like it's high, I mean there's some risk involved, but we're buying product with it. It's not like we're trying to we're not trying to develop a new product or anything like that. I mean, we know what we are. We already have,
You're just saying.
$500,000 or $600,000 just in back orders right now that we're
playing. Wow, that's insane. So you guys are just.
We just want more product. And that's the only reason. And if it's the problem with your predecessor didn't understand us, he thought we were in a bind and had to have the money, I guess, to make payroll or that. Maybe that's what he was thinking.
Right.
But we don't have to have it. I don't have to have it.
Okay. Gotcha.
And so that's what I'm willing to do. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. No, I mean, I thoroughly understand what you guys are trying to do now that I spoke to both you and Amar. But here's what I'll suggest, since I know you don't want to send in your bank statements and waste your time.
I don't mind doing it at all. But if you don't have one, if you don't have a program that fits into that niche, then there's no sense in me even doing it. If you do have a program and you're just worried about the numbers working out, then I'll take the time to do it.
That's the thing.
That's where I'm trying to go with you. I mean, last time, if your guy was doing the standard salesman stuff on us, keeping us in the dark so he could negotiate with us, and I really think he thought he had us in a bind, and we really didn't care.
Right. It wasn't something that was a necessity.
We would like to try to do business with somebody, but it has to be on a level playing field. 30 2%. What, that 32.6 or something? What he offered us?
Yeah, I think it was 32. That's what Amar said.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's not. That's not. You know, the sure way to get out of a relationship, huh?
Right.
Have one side outweigh the other.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
And so if it works for us, we'll use you on another contract.
Right. No, of course. I completely understand that it can be.
It's true, but one time, I mean, you know how hard it is to get a. I mean, I tell my guys all the time, if we lose a customer before something that we screwed up or it wasn't right, we got to go spend the same money 8 times to get it that one guy back.
Right.
And okay, so what I'm telling you is, you know, just like y'all, and I know you're a commission guy, so, you know, but the company's going to want a repeat business.
Of course. Because, I mean, we're really early.
It has to be reasonable for both of us.
Yes, no, it does have to be reasonable.
I want you to make money, I just don't want you to retire on one deal.
No, of course. I completely understand that. And, I mean, we're a relationship-based bank, honestly. What we try to do is keep our customers coming. You know, we like re-existing customers, and of course when you guys are reoccurring, then we end up giving better rates and better terms and more money and whatnot. So here's my suggestion. We do have programs that you're describing available, okay? They do exist, but that's the thing is, not everyone qualifies for them. I am not one of the people, I'm not an underwriter, so I don't actually determine the qualifications of your file. I put your file together, and I go over to the underwriting department, and I can explain your entire situation thoroughly to them. And then if you like, I know you don't want to send in your bank statements, I can try and ask.
I don't mind doing it. I can do it. If you have a program that fits that and we have the opportunity to meet it, I don't mind sending you my bank statements even remotely.
Okay. If you can send me in the bank statements, what I can do is just have the underwriting department take a look at them and then sort of give me a ballpark estimation of what they think. That way I don't have to go through the entire process and then waste your time and mine. I can just have them overlook it and then be like, okay, we're not going to be able to give them, like, you know, a 12-month term on monthly payments, and then that'll be that, just so I don't have to go through the whole process for you. I know you guys are not trying to do that all over again.
Yeah, no, we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll be in after 1 tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I'll take the time. You have up to July, so you need August, September, October?
Yeah, I think we have up to June, actually, not July.
Okay, so I'll pull July, August.
July through October.
Yeah. Amar, send me a quick note on that, what you need, and I will make sure you send me how you want them. I need your email. Because I think the only one I had is the other guys.
Okay, sure. What's a good email for you? I'll just shoot it over to you right now after this call.
It's JGUTIERREZ at ExtremePE, PapaEcho.com.
At ExtremePV. Okay. I'm going to repeat that to you. So you said JGUTIERREZ. Is that correct?
Uh-huh. That's correct.
Okay, perfect then. I'll go ahead and shoot over that email to you right now.
His domain is the same as my domain, extremepe.com, okay?
Okay. Got it. It's the same as yours, Amar. Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and shoot over that email to you right now, and then hopefully hear back from you tomorrow. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right. Perfect.
Are you on East Coast or West Coast time?
I'm on West Coast time.
Okay, so it's 3 o'clock where you're at.
It is, yes, 3:20, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, okay, super. So when I say my 1 o'clock, that'll be your 11 o'clock. So it'll still be mid-morning for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is perfectly okay. You know, whenever you want to call is perfectly fine.
Yeah, well, my problem is I've got today's the end of the month, and so... you know, we had quarterlies, we had, last day is the absolute worst day for me to have a conversation with anybody, but,
right.
Amar was intense on getting this done, so he called me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I didn't mind, I was on the way home.
Right.
I got somebody on the other line, I got to catch this, I'll look forward to talking to you in the future, and Amar, can you call me tonight at some point?
I will do that. Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, okay, no problem. All right, take care.